AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Progress in Buffalo. Roads have been reopened, but the area remains snowbound. Erie County Public Works Commissioner Bill Geary on efforts to clear those roads.
72 loaders and 119 dump trucks down there, along with some National Guard assets helping us maintain a safe passage for not just the pedestrians and vehicles now that the travel ban's been lifted, but also for our contractors in that area.
At least 40 people in western New York died in the blizzard. If you're booked on a Southwest Airlines flight tomorrow, you may be able to breathe a little easier. The airline says it should be back to normal operations. Russia rained missiles over Ukraine today, targeting power stations and infrastructure all across the country. And President Biden has signed that $1.7 trillion bill funding the government through the end of the federal budget year. Brazilian soccer legend Pelé has died. He won a record 3 World Cups. AP Global Sports editor Richard Zuniga says he had
an edge over everybody else, not because they're faster or they're stronger, but because they have a way of seeing the game differently from everybody else. He won his first World Cup in 1958 when he was just 17. So he already was playing against grown-up men. He was definitely very fast. He was strong. Combined with the mental skill is what made him so great.
Pelé was 82. And fashion designer Vivienne Westwood has died at the age of 81.
What we think of as the punk rock look, the torn clothes, safety pins, irreverent t-shirts, that has a lot to do with Vivienne Westwood. She was a self-taught designer who created the urban street look of the 1970s in London. She partnered with Malcolm McLaren to open her first shop, and he managed the Sex Pistols, who wore the clothes. Westwood transitioned to high fashion and became a respected designer without losing her fire, sometimes telling people not to buy her creations. She also became an activist against climate change. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
This is AP News. The first legal marijuana dispensary is now open in New York.
The Lower Manhattan store is the first of 36 recently licensed dispensaries to open. It's operated by the nonprofit Housing Works. Charles King is CEO.
We intend to use the proceeds from hopefully what will not just be one retail outlet, but more than one, to ameliorate circumstances for other people who have been incarcerated due to possession and sale of drugs.
Housing Works is a minority-controlled social service agency that serves people with HIV and AIDS, as well as those who are homeless and formerly incarcerated. Charles Alexander with the State Office of Cannabis Management says legalization has never been about just freeing marijuana.
Repairing harm that's been done even by this state's own policy.
Alexander made the first purchase, watermelon-flavored gummies and a tin of marijuana flowers. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas.